become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, and we're talking to you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network, right from the studios here in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock. The date today is the 5th of March, 2005. Program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is, of course, Central Time. I'm sorry, what did I say? I did say the 5th? Well, I'm looking forward to that bond issue here in Round Rock, Texas, where they want to bilk the people out of $350 million to build brand new schools and do upgrades. And by the way, if we have any money left over, what we can do with that extra money, we can start paying for other school districts. I just love this communitarianism that they've got going on. I think the initiative is going to fail because somebody asked the question. And this show is not about school bonds or anything else today, folks. We're going to be talking about a more important subject nationwide. This is more of a central issue, but you are all suffering under the same thing. Taxation without representation. I only have one question. With all the money, who owns the buildings? Who owns the civic centers and the schools and all that stuff? And if you leave the city, can you ask for your part of it? Will they pay you off when you leave town? Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're going to leave the bricks and mortars back at home. At any rate, today's program, I've got Jeremiah Griffith on board in studio, and this is Texans Against Checkpoints. Now, if you do a Google search, ladies and gentlemen, on roadside checkpoints, you will probably get about 12,000 to 13,000 hits on it. Checkpoints have been a hotly debated issue, have been for years. And it started out as, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. We have drunks out there on the road, so therefore we must go out there and root out the drunks before they kill somebody. Well, that's proactive law enforcement, and that is also a new concept. We'll prevent a crime before it happens because we gave ourselves permission to. But the problem with this is that you have constitutional rights in this country. You have the right, yes, it is frightening out on the roads, but you have the ability to move about, and you should be able to do so unencumbered without roadside checkpoints, officers asking you, and they are agents of their agencies. Let's keep this in proper perspective, and they're creating their own policies. But there you are, and officer whomever pulls you over and starts asking you a series of questions. They call that a roadside interview or just talking to the good citizens to make sure that they're safe. And do you have your papers? Do you have your driver's license, your proof of insurance, your registration? And where are you going? Where are you coming from? And by the way, can we look in your car? For what? Well, for contraband, for alcohol, for guns, for whatever. And if you say no, that is an indication of these fine folks wearing the badges that you have something to hide, so they call up the drug-sniffing dogs, and, well, the story goes on from there. We'll get into this issue with Jeremiah Griffith and tell you about the pending legislation down here in the good old state of Texas right after this.
I can't believe it.
It truly is amazing.
have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
It is all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Jeremiah Griffin, in studio, Texans against Checkpoints. Hello, Jeremiah.
Hello, John. Thanks for having me here today.
Well, thanks for being here. Last past Tuesday at Serrano's, when Carl Schwartz was in town, we forgot the sound system, so mm-hmm. you had to address the crowd in a somewhat elevated volume of your voice, but the people got the message down there. And this is an issue that you started. Now, you're a student at what university?
Texas State University.
Texas State University. And you got involved in this for what reason? What was your motivation for doing this?
The way that I got involved in this issue was basically the Texas Mothers Against Drunk Driving lobbyist group sent a representative to one of my classes. And they basically told us all about their plan to implement sobriety checkpoints here in the state of Texas. And after hearing that, that was motivation for me to start this group and to try and oppose that legislation.
Now, as I said before the break, that ladies and gentlemen, if you do a Google search or whatever your search engine is, do a search on checkpoints, roadside checkpoints, and it has gone back to the 80s. This has been hotly contested in just about every state. They've been trying to do this. Many states do have sobriety checkpoints. The issue came to light again after 9/11 because there might be a terrorist driving in a Chevy Corvair, and you know, he might have a neutron bomb or something in there, but it's all for the public safety. They're scaring the living snot out of us. Drunk driving in this country. I don't advocate. What I do advocate is personal responsibility. What I don't advocate is what the police state measures are, and evidently this has passed the muster of the Supreme Court. They were talking about doing checkpoints other than drunk driving checkpoints. And this is folks, as I said, this is preemptive law enforcement, that you're somehow assumed that you're doing something wrong and you have to prove that you're not in order to pass freely down the highway. Now, Jeremiah, you started this organization. What is it that just grabbed you about this? And what was your real strong motivation for saying, hey, you know what? This is wrong.
Basically, my motivation comes from these types of laws do away with the innocent until proven guilty premise that that's a cornerstone of our legal system. That is my primary motivation. It's a violation of people's Fourth Amendment rights. It's in my opinion, from my reading of the Constitution, it's an illegal search, and innocent people that are driving down the road should not have to be subject to being pulled over, identified via their state issued driver's license or whatever, and prove that they have insurance and that type of thing, and be questioned as to where they've been and where they're going. It just does not sound like what America should be. Certainly not what our founding fathers had in mind.
Well, and the problem is that a lot of people, for temporary reasons, and our founding fathers warned against that, and they called it light and transient reasons. Basically, what they're saying here, folks, is that, and you've seen it before. I mean, if you've ever been involved in any of this, if you've ever been pulled over or ever a police officer has ever thought that you were intoxicated, I mean, you have the option of doing the field sobriety test, as they call it. You know, get out and walk the line, say your ABCs, stand like a stork on one leg, which you probably can't do when you're straight anyhow, but that doesn't matter to determine. And what you're actually doing here, ladies and gentlemen, is you're actually offering evidence against yourself. Now, and this has always been a hot legal issue that, you know, I read the Fifth Amendment. What does the Fifth Amendment say? No one must witness against themselves. So they do the strong arm or the blackmailing tactic, Jeremiah. They'll say to you that, well, you have a choice. You can take a breathalyzer test, or you can do my field sobriety test, or we can give you a blood test. And if you refuse all three of those, well, then the threat is that your driving privileges, of course, are revoked. Folks, it's not just about that. They have been talking about doing swabs. Okay, how many of you people out there have ever smoked marijuana or still do? Now, let's try that one, for instance, because what they actually want to do, along with doing blood tests alongside the road, and I'd like to know who exactly in the police department is qualified to be drawing blood to begin with. You know, I don't trust these guys with a gun, let alone a loaded needle.
Right.
But thankfully, they're trying to take something out, not put something in. But, I mean, even swabbing your saliva alongside the road to see if you've smoked marijuana. Now, anybody that's ever done that realizes, of course, that there are certain elements or chemicals that stay within your body, and you may not be under the influence, but it showed that you had smoked marijuana. But, you know, it doesn't matter. These people, you were guilty of a crime, and they caught you by the leftover evidence, I guess you could say. So it sounds all well and dandy for the people that are willing to give up their liberty for what they perceive to be temporary security. Now, let me ask you this, Jeremiah. Have you been tracking highway death tolls that have been attributed to alcohol and/or drugs or whatever else? Have you been doing anything, any research into that?
Well, I have looked into that some. Actually, you can get a lot of information from the Mothers Against Drunk Driving website. They've got all of the statistics there of the the fatal accidents, the fatal auto accidents, and then you can see how many percentage of those is attributed to alcohol. I believe in Texas here it's 47%. If you get it pulled up there, I can try and get that pulled up.
Sure.
But basically, they give you the list there, and they tell you exactly how many how many people in each state. You know, Rhode Island, it was something like 52%, but they don't have very many people living there, so there are fewer accidents.
You're going to look that up on the web right now. Sorry, my cord's so short. But, you know, folks, they tried this in Michigan when I was in Michigan. And there was such a and the people who were complaining about this, trust me, they weren't alcoholics out there saying, well, you know, we don't like this because I'm going to get caught drinking and driving. And a lot of these checkpoints, they would find nobody, nobody. But at that time, you know, nobody was intoxicated. But at that time, they were just talking about sobriety checkpoints. Now, you know, let's do the checkpoint heading here and then all the subcategories. They're actively talking about, in Williamson County here, where we're at this very moment, they're talking about, oh, yes, roadside checkpoints, and yes, drawing blood. Oh, yes, what a good thing to do. Folks, they've been conditioning the police to this for many, many years, and I've talked about this. I wished I would have taped the episode to cops. This is when it was in its basic infancy. There wasn't a station house in America that on Saturday evenings the cops weren't glued to the TV set to see what their brothers in arms were doing. And I remember one particular show. It was a gentleman that they had brought in for intoxication, alleged intoxication. And I'd seen the film, and you could tell that the guy maybe had a couple, but he wasn't falling down stumbling drunk. He was in his full capacity. And they said that, look, you're going to do a breathalyzer test, or you're going to do a blood test. Now, which is it going to be? The man refused either, you know, without probably even knowing his constitutional rights. He refused it, and they said, no, you don't understand. Either you do it the easy way and blow the breathalyzer test, or we're going to physically hold you down and take your blood. Now, let me again say that the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, folks, you don't have to help anybody build a case against you, okay? You have a right to an attorney, whether it's you're accused of murder, some heinous crime, whatever, some felony, or a traffic stop. I mean, you're able to have legal counsel in your behalf. I mean, taking a look at Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and I'm going to put this on my favorites list. Thank you, Jeremiah. Just to keep track of these people, because Mothers Against Drunk Driving will say that, well, we're just here. We're just here to make the road safer. No, the real thing behind Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, as well as the get rid of the guns advocates out there, is zero tolerance. Now, you must understand that. As we go down the list here, Texas is, according to Mothers Against Driving, the 2003 total traffic deaths. Now, this was for all of Texas was 3,675. Now, but if you look at the related alcohol deaths, now this doesn't necessarily mean that it could be the driver was suspected of alcohol. They might have found open containers in the car. Maybe a person had one or two drinks and was still above that 0.08, which, Jeremiah, it's 0.08 here.
That's
in Texas. I wouldn't know because I haven't gotten pulled over for it, but this is everything related. Now, listen to the figures. So we're talking about total traffic deaths versus the alcohol-related deaths, and we're looking at Texas, 3,675. Well, what they attribute, and even finding open containers in the car, is 1,709. And the percent alcohol-related, they're saying, is 47%. Now, wait a minute here. Let me do my math here. 17, 34. Yeah, they're saying it's 47%. Do you trust these numbers?
Well, you know, that's probably gotten from police stations. However, what's important to note about these is that they consider people to be drunk at 0.08,
right,
which I think most of your audience is probably familiar, is a little bit less than two beers. And I think anybody that does drink would know that that does not qualify them as being drunk.
Two beers in an hour. All these things are set up on an hourly consumption rate. Tell you what, I hear the music. We'll take a break here. Folks, this may not sound like a big deal to you. It doesn't sound like the goon squad busting in your front doors with ski masks and automatic weapons, yelling foul language and get down on the floor. But this is incremental shaving away of your liberties and freedoms, and just one more piece of control for the peace officers out there to make us all happy, healthy, and safe. We'll be right back.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here. And yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend, Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
You know, folks, the spirits have been around, and I'm not talking about, I'm talking about alcohol, as old as mankind is. And somehow we've been able to stumble through through history and still survive as a species without without killing ourselves off. And it must be understood that Mothers Against Drunk Driving is, they've been lobbying real, real hard, you know, and to get a zero tolerance, in other words, any alcohol whatsoever consumed, they consider that an impairment of driving. Now, without deflecting this issue and bringing up subjects like women putting their makeup on or people fumbling with radios in their cars or on cell phones, well, there's another one. You know, you get to cook your brain by electromagnetic energy as you drive and not pay attention to what you're doing. 0.08, it used to be 0.10. And ironically, here in Texas, now you're going to love this, Jeremiah, I actually went to one of these, I was in one of these drunk driving classes. Now, not for drunk driving. They pulled me over, and I happened to have a .45 in my car, and they, and somehow I wound up in one of these classes, and I found it to be interesting. I mean, you know, some of the stuff that I had not heard, and you know, how your body, when you ingest alcohol, how it burns off, and so on and so forth. And it was, you know, all things being considered, I'd much rather have been raking leaves someplace. But, you know, I'd gone through the class, so I'd seen what they do at the educational level. And nobody, and not you, Jeremiah, is advocating letting drunks drive drunk on the road.
Right, absolutely not.
I mean, because it comes down to a personal responsibility issue. There is no law that they're going to pass. There is no amount of legislation that they're ever going to propose. They're going to prevent people from doing stupid things. But here again, we're talking about an increasingly smaller majority or minority of Americans that are operating motor vehicles upon said highways in an intoxicated condition. I mean, the drunk driving deaths have been coming down year after year, and Matt says, well, it's because of our lobbying efforts.
That's true. And if you look at one thing that I think is important here is, you know, if you look at the Bible says even a child is known by his actions. Well, let's look at Mothers Against Drunk Driving's actual actions as opposed to their said mission statement, which is, you know, preventing alcohol-related traffic fatalities. Well, they're responsible for the .08 law, the open container laws here in Texas and probably the rest of the U.S. They're currently here in the state of Texas trying to raise the alcohol taxes. They're, of course, doing these sobriety checkpoints that I'm organizing to fight. And also, they're trying to limit people from being able to advertise alcohol. So you can see that it's a full attack on the alcohol industry, and it's not merely aimed at people that are specifically driving.
Now, Jeremiah, I was just thinking as you were talking. Folks, we have all seen, and maybe according to guidelines, new or old, maybe you operated a motor vehicle while you're a little bit intoxicated. But it's been a long time. I was sitting here thinking it has been at least 3 years down here in Texas that I've actually witnessed a drunk driving down the road. And you know it because you see them. They weave back and forth. They can't stay. And, you know, I mean, it's the same thing you see as the cops see. And folks, I'm telling you, I've seen millions of cars down here in Texas, and it's been at least 3 years. And I remember this. It was up near Fort Worth. A guy in a pickup truck, and this guy was soused. And, but I have yet to see anybody. I mean, this isn't about, I don't think, Jeremiah, this isn't about getting somebody that potentially is going to harm somebody or themselves off the road. I feel this in my heart of hearts here that this is about control. This is about revenuing off of this situation.
Absolutely. The statistics even prove that these sobriety checkpoints are ineffectual in what their main purpose is, which is to net the drunk drivers. I've got an interesting quote here from John Doyle of the American Beverage Institute, which is obviously a liquor lobbyist group in Washington, but the information's credible nonetheless. Here it is. The number of DWI arrests made by roving patrol program was nearly three times the average number of DWIs made by the checkpoint programs. That's from the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. What they say is, if making a large number of DWI arrests is an objective of the program, the data clearly suggests that roving patrols, which is what they currently do, would be the preferred option.
You know, we'll take calls here, folks. We're coming up on a break here. We'll take calls. In-studio guest today is Jeremiah Griffith, Texas Against Checkpoints. And I want to remind you, folks, that you want to do something? I've heard for years, what can I do? What can I do? Well, how about saving some of your remaining liberties out there? Why don't you start a website of your own? If you go to the website, TexansAgainstCheckpoints.org, it's a little lengthy, but once you remember it, you don't forget it. TexansAgainstCheckpoints.org. And you can also email Jeremiah. You can email him at Jeremiah G, that's Jeremiahg, at riseup.net.
Right. And anybody who wants to get involved or start a group like this in their own local area or state is welcome to give me a call. Or email me there. Well, you can email me first, and then we'll do the call. And I'd be happy to give you all the information I have and let you know what steps I've taken here to organize and just try and help you with your effort in your state.
Let me see. I'm looking at statistics here. Approximately 1.5 million drivers were arrested in 2002 for driving under the influence of alcohol or narcotics. This is an arrest rate of one for every 130 licensed drivers in the United States. They say the 2000 data is not yet available, but you see what they're trying to do here. For one person that they say that is breaking the law, they're going to make 129 people wait in a line to prove themselves innocent. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune Oxygen Drops and OxyEarth Plant Mineral Capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
To the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Well, I wonder, let me see, wonder how many people have died falling in their bathtubs, falling off their ladder, repairing their roofs, or cleaning out their gutters. but this is important, folks. This is important. Tell you what, if you want to join in on this conversation, please do, because I don't know how many of you out there have been subject to confiscation and or arrest outside of driving offenses. When was the last time that a horde of federal agents or local law enforcement busted in your door? And, well, but you probably have been either or know of somebody that has been involved in an arrest concerning the consumption of alcohol, folks. And as Jeremiah pointed out, that, we're talking about 2 beers in an hour's time, and congratulations, you're drunk.
Right.
0.08. Now, if this is not heading, and that Mothers Against Drunk Driving will not admit this any more than Sarah Brady, Inc., would admit that, well, we're really after all the guns, that this is just a precursor. You got to start right someplace. And we actually caught Sarah Brady on Channel 7. There was a program up there. It was an afternoon program, and she was an in-studio guest, and I happened to see this myself. One of the audience members asked, look, aren't you people after all the guns? And, of course, this wasn't a national program, so she felt safe in saying it. She said, yes, we're after all of the guns. Mothers Against Drunk Driving will not admit that they're after a zero tolerance for anybody driving under the influence of anything. And I guess that can include a real strong mouthwash if it's got a high enough alcohol content. And if you blow in a breathalyzer after you swish, well, before you talk to the cop or whatever. But 800-724-2719. Now, on your website, you've requested this because you want input from the public out there. And I'm sure
That's
there's
right.
a lot of horror stories out there.
Mm-hmm.
On your website, TexansAgainstCheckpoints.org. And keep in mind, folks, that this is not just about being sober. This is about them getting you out of your car. If your insurance lapsed last week or you didn't have your new certificate, guess what? You're going to be issued a ticket, and you're going to have to show up in court to prove that you have insurance on your car. Or with all the restrictions on carrying weapons, okay, transporting weapons, okay? I don't know anybody that goes to a gun range anymore and doesn't have to drive. I don't know how many people live right next door to a gun range. You just hop a fence. So obviously you're going to have to transport weapons to a gun range. That's another issue. You know, this is just not about alcohol, folks. This is about total control over motorists out there. And out of their own, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, an arrest rate for 1 out of 130. So that means that 129 people out of 130 that are going to go through these lanes, and I'm not sure about these statistics themselves, but guess what? You're presumed that you're guilty until you prove to some cop that you haven't been drinking. Now, come on, folks. Proactive law enforcement? A little overboard. Let's go, and I wanted to mention TexansAgainstCheckpoints.org. There's a section on that site. They just put up this site. They want your input about some of the horror stories or some of the things that you've been involved with. They want to hear from you, okay? And I would encourage anybody that's listening to this program that if you may not want to be involved in maybe starting a website hawking your congressional critters in your own state to track legislation. And trust me, folks, it's there. If it's not there, check with the Congress next week. I guarantee you'll see a bill similar to this because Mothers Against Drunk Driving, they're nationwide. They're just not picking on Texas. They're after the whole enchilada. We got loaded phones here, so Jeremiah, let's go to Fred in Philly. Hello, Fred.
John, you've done it again. You come up with a great show. I'm glad you're following up on illegal searches and legal checkpoints. You know, the cops in Delaware basically went whole hog with illegal checkpoints some years ago. I don't know very recently what's become of that, but I think they're still doing it. And that's a state where you had only one major highway north and south, and they can shut the whole state down by massive checkpoint. Okay. I want to say that my position is that I have a very strong libertarian position. I think that checkpoints are illegal, and I think that the court decision that bent the Constitution all out of whack is illegal. I think that the way that happens is that there is a premise that is basically put into the judge's mind. They come into the courtroom thinking not how can I protect the Constitution like my oath tells me to do, but how can I be a friend of this solicitor that will otherwise and do what he wants me to do, and if I don't do that, will I be shamed in public and mm-hmm. accused of coddling drunks?
Right.
So I think that it's where they're coming from, John, is the whole thing. They did that with Katz versus United States, where the Supreme Court outlawed routine wiretap on payphones. But I know for a fact that the cops get around that Supreme Court decision. And I know for a fact that in the checkpoint decision that the constitutional requirement for probable cause morphs into reasonable suspicion, and then it morphs into something like administrative desire. So you really have nothing that justifies these general searches and that justifies all the things that they can do when they stop you. They can they can do all the things they mentioned. They can also photograph the inside of your car. They can
really, Fred, it's a catch-all. Because under the guise of sobriety checkpoints, and the premise is protecting society against irresponsible people. And when you get pulled over, it would be one thing. Now, they've even, Jeremiah, they've suggested this years ago that, well, they don't check paperwork. They don't check driver's licenses or whatever. And they just wanted to do sobriety checkpoints just to see if you were drinking. If you weren't, hey, you were out of there in 5 seconds. You're gone. You're down the road. They tried everything under the sun to try to convince people that this is a good thing. No, that this is not, you know, in violation of your constitutional rights of travel. Of course, we know the driver's license issue. You got to have permission from the state to move about freely. Otherwise, you're breaking a law. So, you know, it's more than that.
John, I want to just briefly divert into something that I think is that is shocking. Of course, you can always go back to the checkpoint thing, but this is related because it has to do with arrests and you know, questioning people, interrogating people, and that is that I have a book. I think this statistic came from Terrorism in America, which makes you makes you think in a level-headed way. Unlike some of the recent books, it's an older book, but the thing that it said was that the FBI, the number of pulling people in, domestic security interviews they gave, went from 20-some thousand down to an average of about 300 in a couple of years when they decided not to have an overboard attitude in the Nixon administration. After Nixon got out of office, it stayed at around 200 or 300 for many, many years after that. And the fact is that we didn't need 20-some thousand security interviews during 1971. Which is the true statistic? Was that a fair? Was it 300 a year or the 250 a year for the next 8 years a proper number? Or was the 20-some thousand in 71 a proper number? You have to conclude that the 20-some thousand for 71 was way too high. So on this thing, it is about control. It is about a grid system. It is about also has to do with helicopters and tracking of, because I know about patents having to do with the use of aerial patrols and infrared. It's about all kinds of ability to justify huge spending.
But Fred, doesn't it make you feel safer that you got bears in the air and you got sobriety checkpoints?
No, I'll tell you why. Because look, Camden, of the crimes that require investigation, they are skyrocketing in Philadelphia, Camden, Trenton, Wilmington, Chicago. These crimes that require these police forces, these police departments to actually get off their fannies and do some work, those are going up, and they have no way of controlling that kind of crime because that requires a healthy society with people having good relations with their local police forces, and we don't have that in America. In fact, the direction is going in the other direction.
I
think that what they're doing is I think the definition of the fanatic is you redouble your efforts in the wrong direction, and I think that in the areas where there's a lot of highways and rural areas, you're just coming down too hard on ordinary people.
I understand, and that is the reason why we're talking about this today, because, Fred, if you're in a line of cars, as I said earlier, and you've got 130 cars there, and maybe somebody blows a .08 or whatever the case may be, you get held up for quite some time. Thanks for your call, Fred. Jeremiah, I did not tell you this, but when I first came down here to Texas, and it was the first week I was here, on a Sunday evening, I noticed the traffic in South Austin, where 71 and 35 intersect. I noticed that there was a traffic backup on the northbound side, and we're not talking just a traffic backup here. We were talking miles that was dead traffic. And what they were doing, I don't know if you remember this or not, what they were doing supposedly was looking for stolen construction equipment, and they had the county sheriffs out there. They had the Austin Police Department. They also had the FBI in the background monitoring this whole thing. And now that was 6 years ago, and it wasn't about looking for a terrorist with a nuclear weapon. You know, folks, I mean, you know, let's be real about this. We might, if we pull over enough cars, we might find Osama bin Laden in the back seat of a Corvair with a nuclear device in his lap. I mean, come on, let's get real here. So it's not, folks, it's a control measure. I'm telling you, you're not responsible anymore. You can't conduct yourself as an adult. Even if you might have had more than two beers, say that you had three beers in an hour, that somehow that you're not going to make it from that point where you're at to home without murdering somebody and doing vehicular homicide on an individual or individuals. I mean, I would be appreciative, I guess, Jeremiah, if we tracked people with lousy driving habits and people that are just too damned old behind the wheel of the car. I mean, how many times have you seen the stories of an old man a couple of years ago in California? Just for some unknown reason, just drove over a sidewalk and mowed over a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody had made the point at that time, well, shouldn't we, and I think he was driving a General Motors car, shouldn't we sue General Motors because that person behind the wheel of that car was not responsible enough to recognize that he shouldn't be operating that motor vehicle, so therefore, ergo, shouldn't we sue General Motors? I mean, the same argument's been used for guns. You know, same thing. You know, why are they going after the guns? Why not go after the cars? Because don't cars kill a lot of people?
That is one of the concerns of the restaurant bar owners here in Austin that I've been speaking with to organize against this. There's already a case, and I can't remember the name of the restaurant, but one of the restaurants here in town was shut down when somebody was pulled over. They were over the limit, and you know, alcohol limit, and got taken in for drunk driving, and that restaurant got sued and shut down because somebody left their premises inebriated. That's got all the local bar and restaurant owners a little bit frightened.
Well, and they started that years ago. They instituted what was known as the Dram Shop Law, and it was to make bar owners responsible. Now, I don't know how you carry your alcohol. I don't even know if you drink, Jeremiah. I don't even ask you, but I don't know how you, if you do, I don't know how you carry your alcohol, but I have seen people that can drink a lot and still maintain their sensibilities, their sense of balance. Of course, their coordination is going to be a little bit off because it does affect the nervous system. But, you know, so does old age,
right.
You know, and especially when you lose that sensitivity on the bottom of your feet. That's why a lot of old people fall, because they don't know how much pressure that their foot is on the ground. And the same goes with cars. They don't know how hard they're pressing on the brake pedal or whatever. So, I mean, folks, I mean, this is scary stuff here. I mean, this is real scary stuff. We got loaded phones. Let's just roll these calls here. Lewis in Washington. Yes, Lewis.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
You know what they're also doing at these random checkpoints for sobriety checkpoints?
What's that?
They're doing a criminal background check on your license plate as you come up. They're looking for warrants for your arrest. They want to find out if you're driving while suspended, if you're driving while revoked, if you already have a previous DUI, and they're arresting everybody who they find has a warrant for their arrest or they're driving while suspended. And I've written extensive briefings on random checkpoints, sobriety checkpoints, and random license plate checks. And I have briefings that beat these hands down. The problem with sobriety checkpoints in the states that are allowing those checkpoints is that they only argued the Fourth Amendment. And the case law under the Fourth Amendment under the federal constitution is really weak. In our state, we have a case called Seattle versus Messiani. It's an en banc Washington State Supreme Court decision. En banc means every judge unanimously ruled in favor of striking down random sobriety checkpoints here in Washington State in 1988. And that case is called Seattle versus Messiani, 110 Washington 2nd, page 454, or 755 Pacific 2nd, page 775, May 12th, 1988. And what you have to do is argue the section of your state constitution, which is similar to the Fourth Amendment here in Washington, is Article 1, Section 7. And the case law in our state says that our state constitution provides greater protection than the Fourth Amendment. And we have a huge body of case law that says you have the right to privacy in your vehicle. And there's plenty of case law in the books in every single state that says the courts of a limited jurisdiction only have the jurisdiction conferred by statute. In the city of Puyallup, I beat a random license plate check in a case where I had fake tabs on my car that were current. The cop ran a check with no statutory authority and found out my registration was expired for 2 years.
And you bring up a good point, because I'm going to tell you what. If you watch police officers, what they have is that laptop computer. It's hooked into the NCIC. You will see them constantly on that computer. Now, what do you think that they're doing? They're running people's tabs as they pull up to an intersection.
Yes, here's what they're doing. There is no quota, like people say. Okay, a quota means there's a set amount that they have to reach. In the city of Fife in Washington State, the chief of the Seattle of the Fife Police Department said he was pissed off. He did not like people suggesting there's a quota. I hire my guys for 8 hours, and I expect them to produce. In other words, the sky's the limit. He wants them punching in as many license plates as possible per hour and running the license plate check. Well, here's what I did in court to beat it. I asked the judge, Stephen Shelton, in the city of Puyallup. I said, Your Honor, may I approach the bench and hand a police officer a copy of the vehicle code? I hand him that. And I said, Officer, you don't go around enforcing laws that don't exist, do you? He goes, well, of course not. And I said, well, so generally, if it's law, it's going to be found in our law books, and if it's not the law, it won't be found in our law books. Would that seem to be correct? And the officer says, yes, it would. And I said, can you find the speeding statute? He finds it. Can you find the DUI statute? He finds it and reads it. He says, now I want you to read the judge, the prosecutor, and everybody in this courtroom the statute that says you can run a random criminal background check on my license plate.
Whoops. Hey, hold that thought. We'll take the break. Jeremiah Griffin in studio, TexansAgainstCheckpoints.org, folks. Let's get involved. We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stapmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen.
It's on talk radio. That's right, folks. Yeah, you won't hear an open discussion like this on any of your controlled medias now, will you? That's right. Lewis Ewing, you were about to make a point, and then we got to take a break because we're pressing at the top of the hour here.
Okay, I'm going to make it short because I have to go too. What I did next is I the judge said, well, Mr. Ewing, the license plate's in plain view, so the officer can run a check. And I said, objection, Your Honor. You can't argue the state's case for him, and I'd like the opportunity to respond and make an offer of proof for the record pursuant to Evidence Rule 103 that, no, the license plate is not in plain view. And he goes, well, you're incorrect, Mr. Ewing. I said, well, Your Honor, I'd like to make the offer of proof right now. And he says, go ahead. I grabbed the license plate out of my bag, and I held it up. Officer and Your Honor, can you tell me who the registered owner of this car is? I say, well, you don't have your mobile data terminal on you, do you? And they go, well, no, we don't. So you can't see the name of the registered owner. You'd have to access that with your mobile data terminal, which goes up to the satellite up in the sky, right? And they go, yes. And then you mic out of that database, once you have the name of the registered owner, you mic into another database called the WASIC, the Washington Criminal Information System, correct? And they go, yes. And I go, Your Honor, here's the offer of proof that I'm making. In the case of State versus Young, the Washington State Supreme Court ruled that the police officer's use of the heat and flare technology allowed them to see things they couldn't see with their normal vision. And they suppressed. And then they compared it to a case called State versus Rose, which compared the use of a flashlight and binoculars. In the one case where the officers were far away, they used a pair of binoculars. The court ruled that the binoculars merely enhanced their senses, and had they been closer, they would have saw the marijuana plants in the house anyway. And in the other case, with the flashlight, it was nighttime, and the police officers walked through an open backyard that wasn't fenced, which they can legally do, jump up on your patio, and there was a glass patio door with the curtain partially open. It was dark. They turned on the flashlight, and then, lo and behold, a bunch of pot plants.
Didn't that satellite hook up? Didn't that enhance their ability?
Yes, and so here's what I did. The court ruled that had it been daylight, the cop would have saw the weed plants anyway with the open curtain, and the flashlight merely enhanced their senses. Okay? Now, Your Honor, I submit for the record that the police officer's use of the electronic mobile data terminal allows them to see things that they can't see with their normal vision. The name of the registered owner and my criminal background is not in plain view, and you are incorrect. And
what was the ruling in the case?
Got my case dismissed, and in that case, I was charged with resisting arrest because I dumped the cop on his butt. I was facing a year in jail and $5,000, obstructing a law enforcement officer, 6 months in jail and $3,000, refusal to cooperate and give information for not giving my license, which I never do because I don't have one, 6 months and $3,000, driving while suspended, 90 days and $1,000, failure to stop when signaled by emergency vehicle, 90 days and $1,000.
They call that the proverbial book.
Yeah.
Jeremiah, you were going to say?
Yeah, he just reminded me of something that I heard about earlier. They have these flashlights that apparently have sniffers on them now, where they come up in the evenings and they've got their flashlight in your face, and apparently they've got some electronic way of sensing alcohol or drugs or whatnot, and they've got that there aimed at you, and it's smelling you. So that.
But where's
what's your email, Jeremiah?
Yeah, the email is jeremiahg@riseup.net.
Yeah, send me that information. That'd be good.
All right.
Riseup.net.
All right. Hey, thanks, Lewis. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, but is there a law that says how far you've got to roll your window down at one of these roadside interviews?
That's what I've been wondering ever since I heard about these.
And the officer can't get his flashlight in there, so what's he going to do? Folks, second hour coming up, 99.85 for the second hour of the National Intel Report for the benefit of our international listeners. Dylan, Fred, John Stewart, and others, we'll get to all of your calls in short order right after this short break. We'll be right back.
We must make the miracle fast. We must make the miracle fast.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
breaking bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.